Service continues on page 355 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 355. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. And we continue with the Gloria on page 356. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Grant to us, Lord, we pray, the Spirit to think and do always those things that are right, that we who cannot exist without you may by you be enabled to live according to your will. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated for the readings.
The first reading is from 2 Samuel. The king ordered Joab and Abishai and Ittite, saying, "Deal gently for my sake with the young man Absalom." And all the people heard when the king gave orders to all the commanders concerning Absalom. So the army went out into the field against Israel, and the battle was fought in the forest of Ephraim. The men of Israel were defeated there by the servants of David, and the slaughter there was great on that day, 20,000 men. The battle spread over the face of all the country, and the forest claimed more victims that day than the sword. Absalom happened to meet the servants of David. Absalom was riding on his mule, and the mule went under the thick branches of a great oak. His head caught fast in the oak, and he was left hanging between heaven and earth, while the mule that was under him went on. And 10 young men, Joab's armor bearers, surrounded Absalom and struck him and killed him. Then the Cushites came, and the Cushites said, "Good tidings for my lord the king, for the Lord has vindicated you this day, delivering you from the power of all who rose up against you." The king said to the Cushite, "Is it well with the young man Absalom?" The Cushite answered, "May the enemies of my lord the king and all who rise up to do you harm be like that young man." The king was deeply moved and went up to the chamber over the gate and wept. And as he went, he said, "O my son Absalom, my son Absalom, would I have died instead of you? O Absalom, my son, my son." The word of the Lord.
The psalm for today is Psalm 130, found on your insert. Out of the dust have I called to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice.
Let your ears consider all the voice of my supplication.
For you, Lord, were to know what is done amiss. For there is forgiveness with you.
Therefore you shall hear.
I wait for the Lord. My soul waits for him.
In his word is my hope.
My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning. O Israel, wait for the Lord.
For with the Lord there is mercy.
With him there is plenteous redemption.
Second reading is from Ephesians. So then, putting away falsehood, let all of us speak the truth to our neighbors, for we are members of one another. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not make room for the devil. Thieves must give up stealing. Rather, let them labor and work honestly with their own hands so as to have something to share with the needy. Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only what is useful for building up, as there is need, so that your words may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you are marked with a seal for the day of redemption. Put away all your bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ has forgiven you. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children and live in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice of God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Then the Jews began to complain about him because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. They were saying, Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I have come down from heaven? Jesus answered them, Do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. So for the last 3 weeks, Jesus has been saying to us, I am the bread of life. And for the last 3 weeks, Jesus has been saying to the Israelites, I am the bread of life. Remember, 3 weeks ago, he fed them with the loaves and fishes, and they ate their fill, and there was plenty left over, showing us God's abundance in doing this, offering this gift. And then the following week, we hear that Jesus went to the other side, but the people were looking everywhere for him, couldn't find him. And they're looking and looking, and finally find him, and they say to him, Where were you going? Why did you disappear? And Jesus said, You only came to me because you wanted a free meal. And they're like, Well, isn't that what you do? You know, they were trying to figure it out, and it didn't quite make sense to them. And he said, No, I am the bread of life. Come to me. And they still didn't get it. So they said, Show us a sign, just like Moses did in the wilderness with the manna. And, of course, Jesus replied, It was not Moses. It was God that gave you the bread. And that bread lasted for one day and then was spoiled. This bread, the bread of life, is for eternity. You will be fed. You will be taken care of. You will be nourished in body and soul. So this week he says to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will not perish, will never be hungry. Those who come to me, who believe in me, will never thirst. And this time they started complaining because he said, This bread came from heaven. I can't. And they're like, Wait a minute. We know your mom and dad. We know you. How can you say that? That makes no sense. And Jesus says, Stop complaining. Listen. I'm telling you who I am. Now, at the same time, we understand, because we don't understand, how Jesus can be the bread of life, how he came from heaven. Like, we have this story, and we're like, Yeah, we believe it. But we really don't understand how it works. And we don't understand that we will never be hungry and we will never thirst. It's a little complicated. And what we do understand is how we grew up and what we did to have what we have. And we're like, That I get. I work hard and I get what I need. And Jesus is saying, It's not about that. That's not where your strength, your comfort, your gifts come from. And the other thing we're saying to Jesus is, So if I do everything right, how come I still suffer? How come I still hunger? Why do I still thirst? They're just trying to understand like we're trying to understand. We want to believe heart and soul, mind and body in Jesus Christ. But at the same time, we are of this world and in this world, and we find it a little bit confusing. So Jesus says to them, You're missing the point. I am the real deal. I am not popcorn or ho-hos or potato chips that feed your craving but leave you hungry, leave you malnourished. I am the bread that will sustain you for life. And not only can I do that, I will do that if You come to me. Listen to me. Trust in me. Believe in me. Live in me. And we're saying, that's still a little bit confusing. We want to trust in you. We want to believe in you. We want to follow you. But you know, I'm pretty gifted, and I think I can do it on my own. I think that's where my strength lies. So we're just like the people of Israel saying, we're just trying to understand. I just want to get it. And I think about how gifted each and every one of you are. But I also think about when I do funerals or go to funerals and I hear people's stories, the family and friends who tell the stories. And then after the funeral, everybody's talking about, I never knew that she was an astronaut. Or I never knew that he gave to United Way in huge ways. I never knew that they could play the banjo. You know, there's so many gifts because we're like the people of Israel that say, we know your mom and dad. I've known you as a teacher. I know you can teach, but we don't know the richness, the gifts that each and every one of us have, the complexity of each and every one of us. And that's part of it. When we are a fellowship, when we are a community, we learn of the gifts that each other have been given that can build this community and build the kingdom of God. And we know that those gifts come from God. Those gifts come from Jesus to build this community. But it's so easy to just see that person as the one thing, as the teacher, or as the minister, or as the secretary. Same way with Jesus. So it's so easy to say, well, yeah, we know the stories, wish we were like him. We're not. Rather than looking at the richness of each and every one of us, and then trusting that God is so much more than that. So today, I'm going to ask you to do something I've never asked you to do before. We're going to try something really different. So yes, be afraid. Be very afraid. You can play along, or you can say, I'm not going to do this, and I'm going to, you know, like, check my messages on my phone. But if you trust me, I invite you to either look down or close your eyes. And as you look down and close your eyes, to still your heart and to notice your breath, not to change it, just notice this breath that God gives you. And then I want you to pay attention to any tension that you might have in your jaw or your neck or your shoulders or your forehead. And as you breathe in God's peace. And as you exhale, let go of that tension. I invite you to pay attention to any tension you have in your fingers or arms. And breathe in God's peace. And exhale the tension. Notice any tightness you might have in your chest or your belly or your lower back. And inhale God's peace. And let go of that tension. Notice your toes, your feet, your calves, your thighs. Breathe in God's peace. And let go of that tension. And as you feel yourself falling more and more into God's peace, I invite you to imagine yourself in your favorite place. Imagine yourself seated there comfortably, melting into the chair or the ground or the water. Look around and notice what you see. Notice all the things that surround you. Pay attention to what you hear, the noises that you hear around you, the sounds. And what do you smell? And as you are sitting there comfortably, you notice that Jesus is walking towards you and comes and sits next to you. And realize that you are perfectly at peace with him right there. And so you begin to talk to him. You tell him everything that is on your heart. And once you start talking, you notice the floodgates opening. And you let him know everything. And when you finish, he leans over and just Jesus whispers in your ear. Pay attention to what he's telling you. And then once again, you sit together in silence. And Jesus quietly gets up and leaves. You still find yourself at peace, but you start to notice the sounds of the sanctuary around you, bringing your presence back here to this space. On your bulletin insert, it says, "What did you hear?" And I invite you to write down what Jesus said to you. There's pencils in front of you, hopefully. Take a moment to write down what you heard. Jesus says to us, "I am the bread of life. I am the real deal. I am the one who brings you love and grace and mercy. I am the one who sustains your every need throughout eternity. If you come to me, listen to me, hear me, trust in me, call on me." You notice on the bottom of the sheet, there's the quote from Psalm 46:10, "Be still and know that I am God." I'm going to invite us to say the first phrase and then pause and sink for a moment back into that peace. And then I will say be, and join with me in saying be still and know that I am. And then pause and sink into that peace. And then we'll say together, be still and know that I. We'll just go down this list. So we'll start as we say together, be still and know that I am God. Together. Be still and know that I am. Together, be still and know that I. Together, be still and know. Together. Be still. Together, be. Amen. I invite you to stand as you are able and join with me in the affirmation of faith, the Nicene Creed, found on page 358 of the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 358. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Prayers of People is Form 6 found on page 392 of the Red Prayer Book. In peace we pray to you, Lord God. For all people in their daily life and work.
For our families, friends, and neighbors, and for those who are alone.
For this community, the nation, and the world.
For all who work for justice, freedom, and peace.
For the just and proper use of your creation. For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
For those who minister to the sick, the friends, and needy.
For the peace and unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek the truth.
For our presiding bishop, our bishop, Prince Singh, and all of our other bishops and other ministers, especially Lynn. For the special needs and concerns of this congregation. Hear us, Lord.
For your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life. We will exalt you, O God, our King.
And praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them. We pray to you also for the forgiveness of our sins. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, knowing and unknowing, things done and left undone.
And so uphold us by your Spirit. That we may live and serve you in newness of life, to the honor and glory of your name.
Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Please be seated. Just a couple of quick announcements. First of all, to the ushers, there are the slips that have people's names so that we can communally pray for the people. So next week, whoever's ushers next week, we can remember to start handing those out. Thank you. Second of all, we got a couple of concerns. If you're making an announcement, please come up and use the microphone so that the people on Zoom can hear and us here can hear each other. Third thing is there's an event here this afternoon from 1 to 3. Please come. I think that's... There's if you are trained in leading morning prayer, or if you have expressed an interest in being trained in morning prayer, the training is being offered Monday night at 7 and Tuesday morning at 10. And the women's breakfast is at 9 on Thursday at the Wagner in Penn Yan. So I think that's just some of what I'm doing this week. Are there any other announcements? Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. Service continues with Eucharistic Prayer B on page 367 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. The Lord be with you.
And also
you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift
them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on the first day of the week overcame death in the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death. We proclaim his resurrection. We await his coming in glory. And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son and his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection unto your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where with all your saints we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." Alleluia, Christ, our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. All are invited to come to this table. I invite you to come up the center aisle to Purell before you come up. I'll hand you the host, and then you can consume it as you return to your seat. Communion prayer is on page 365 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 365. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
To love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.